Our gospel lesson today is Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So I wonder if any of you saw the Christmas star last month, especially on December 21st, the winter solstice, the longest night of the year. It was the appearance of Jupiter and Saturn side by side in the southwest sky, and it's been nearly 400 years since the planets passed this close to each other in the sky, and nearly 800 years since the alignment of Saturn and Jupiter occurred at night, allowing nearly everyone around the world to witness what is called the Great Conjunction. It was amazing to see this bright light in the sky and think about the wise men following a bright star to Jesus. Can you even imagine, though, leaving your life to follow a star, a light in the dark night sky? Today is Epiphany Sunday, Wise Men Sunday. Next to Easter and Christmas, Epiphany is one of the oldest Christian festivals or holy days. This 12th day of Christmas commemorates the revelation of Jesus to the Gentiles, for the wise men were not Jewish. When the wise men saw that bright star, they were having an epiphany, a sudden revelation about a newborn king, one that would change their lives forever. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, an epiphany is a sudden manifestation or perception of the essential nature or meaning of something, an intuitive grasp of reality, illuminating discovery, realization, or disclosure. Now, can you think of a time when you had an epiphany, a sudden realization or revelation? I call these God sightings. When was the last time you had a God sighting? 2020 was so dark with the pandemic and politics and division and injustice, and here we are starting a new year, thank goodness, but people are still sick and dying, suffering, and separated. We need some God sightings, don't we? We need some epiphanies. We need to look for some light, just as those wise men did so long ago. Those wise men saw this brightest star as a sign from God that someone had been born a Savior, King of the Jews. Talk about a God sighting. And so they took off. Maybe three of them, we're not exactly sure. We really only know there were three gifts. Some said they were royalty, but that legend came later. What we do know is that they were wise men who paid attention to the skies. They were keen observers who studied and watched and waited and finally saw this awesome star. Then they left their homes and traveled a great distance with gifts in hand to find this new king and worship him. When they saw this star, they didn't label it a coincidence or dumb luck. They left everything to follow it. They were even willing to ask for directions These were unusual and wise men. That's why they approached Herod when they got to Jerusalem, to find the exact location of the birth. It was the priests and scribes who revealed Micah's prophecy about a savior born in Bethlehem. Do you ever wonder what their family's reactions must have been when they left everything? You saw what, where, and now you're taking what to whom? How will you even know him when you see him? Why will you worship him? I can only imagine the shocking reaction of Herod and the chief priests when they saw these exotic men from the east come riding into town looking for a new king of the Jews, not Herod. They knew when Herod called a secret meeting that something was amiss. This made them even more determined to follow God's sign, get to Bethlehem, find the child, and worship him. And because they paid attention, because they followed this star to where it stopped, the Bible tells us they were overwhelmed with joy. And their response to this joy was gratitude and generosity. They opened their treasure chest and gave of their finest, the very best gifts they could possibly bring, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts that were symbolic of royalty, priesthood, and death. And they didn't stop paying attention to God's signs, for after finding the baby king and a dinner and a good night's sleep, they were all warned in their dreams to avoid the evil King Herod and return home by another road. We call these men wise because they had been looking for this star. They were paying attention and reading the skies, which begs the question, what are we paying attention to this year? Are we looking for the light? Signs from God? 2020 seemed to be focused on all things bad. Crazy politics, division, injustice, and a ruthless pandemic. What will we focus on this year? 2 years ago on Epiphany, I gave out paper stars. Each paper star had a word on it, like faith, service, grace, peace, mercy. And I asked everyone, instead of having a New Year's resolution, to have a focus on God in that word all year long. The words were handed out randomly, but each one seemed fitting to the person as the year went by. My word was balance, a good description of what God taught me all year long. I wonder what would your star word be for 2021? If you could choose one word that you need, you long for, you hope for, a word that God might already be whispering in your ear, what would that word be? Could you find a focus there for this new year? Most of us have tried New Year's resolutions, not always successfully. So what if we tried a new spiritual practice this year? The daily examine, is a way of prayerfully reflecting on the events of the day in order to discover God's presence and direction. The examen is an ancient practice in the church that can help us see God's work in our world. It can be used to see light in the darkness all around us. St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote about the examen in his book called Spiritual Exercises. He thought this practice was a gift from God to be shared with all believers. One of the few rules of prayer that Ignatius made for the Jesuit order was the requirement that Jesuits practice the examen twice daily, at noon and at the end of the day. It's a habit that Jesuits and many other Christians practice to this day. Examen is a 5-step spiritual practice with many variations. Here's one simple process. First, ask God for light. Pray to see the day with God's eyes, not just our own. Second, give thanks. Be grateful for the day. Third, review the day. Look back carefully with the Holy Spirit. Where was God's presence? Where did you feel far from God? Fourth is face your shortcomings. And here we just face up to what is wrong. And finally, the 5th step is look ahead and think about where you need God tomorrow. Look for the light, give thanks, review the day, face shortcomings, and face tomorrow. What would happen if we started this practice of examen every day, or at the end of every week or month? Or what would happen if we were to focus 2021 on even just one single faith word? Just imagine how this new year might be different. A new year doesn't have to be a repeat of the old. We certainly don't want that after the arrival of COVID last year. We're holding out hope for an eventual return to gatherings and worship and hugs and handshakes. So what if our focus turned to God in 2021 and to every place we could find God's light? What if we even became the light at times in 2021, just like Jesus urged us to do in Matthew 5:16 when he said, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." You know, our passage from Isaiah 60 today was written to Babylonian exiles who are returning home to Jerusalem. These were people who really needed to see some light in the darkness. They were coming home to a place that had been ruined, destroyed, but Isaiah gave them God's hope, the possibility of a new beginning, of the glory of God living within them. Doesn't that sound great? "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn." Those exiles knew what it was to look for the light. Do we? The Yale Center for Faith and Culture has a great podcast called For the Life of the World. In it, Drew Collins talks about W.H. Auden's long poem written during World War II called For the Time Being, A Christmas Oratorio. This 1,500-line poem is a reflection on the true meaning of Christmas. In that poem, the Magi reflect on their journey and why they follow the star. This is what they say: "To discover how to be truthful now, how to be living now, how to be loving now, how to be human now." Aren't we all looking for the light to help us be more truthful, living, loving, human? And isn't it great that the wise men, they weren't even Jewish. God used people on the outside to show everyone the way to the Savior. These wise men brought a fresh new perspective. So I wonder, are we willing to see things in a fresh new way this year? These wise men brought their gifts to Jesus. Are we willing to give to God this year? Because the truth is, we are all magi. We are all looking for God, looking for light. And we just might find it in a God sighting, a word, a spiritual practice, in our world or homes or hearts. Friends, may we pay attention as they did. May we look for God each and every day. May we look for the light wherever we can find it. That is our good news of the gospel today. We can look for the light, and when we see it, we can name it, celebrate it, and know that God is in it. And for the gift of light, all God's people say together, Amen.